You know, a TMI saying is uncertainty brings stress, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the roles of a leader is to help keep people informed, you know, address their fears and maintain that sense of hope. How do you do that in such a complex organization as Sunway Education Group?
I'm glad you brought up the area of communication. Oh boy, this is definitely an area where COVID has certainly had a big impact. And we recognize, like you say, that communication is actually key, especially when uncertainty was already breeding insecurity and also the host of issues related to anxiety. So we actually launched ourselves into an extensive communication exercise with our immediate stakeholders, these being our students, their parents, and authorities that we work directly with. And then also there's our partners, of course, all over the world who are not quite at that point needed to reckon with the impact yet. So we have had to enhance the access of our support through improved communication, and we develop frequent COVID-19 advisory communiques that also included information on all the various enabling and support that we have in place for our students, and especially as we are now moving into phase 3 of the MCO. Very vital, actually, George. We now have to place emphasis on mental health support during this juncture in our crisis management. We are actually in a global crisis, and in times of crisis, our communication, or rather our community, needs to feel that they are being supported. And sincerely, so much effort is being dedicated towards this right now. So just to have an idea, we have issued 11 COVID advisories since the end of January when we first embarked on this journey. And that is up till 1st of April. And we are in the middle of preparing our 12th advisory. So as we speak right now, and we also have had to diversify our modes of communication to reach the different ages and not to mention countries that we need to communicate to. And we have now established and hosted all the information because we just had amassed so much information. And so we do this and also our information on the support that we offer and what we do on a very dedicated microsite on our website now.
Wow. Is any of it video? Do you come on as on video talking or is it print?
Yes,
or?
I had two that were videos. One was actually taken on the eve of the MCO itself when everyone was trying to save their plans, yanking PCs out of their offices and taking them home. I was desperately recording a message for our students and our staff. And so that went out, and we had to say that was recorded before the MCO because it was quite clear I was in my office and people would wonder. And then the second one I had to record using my mobile phone because my branding team said that I had to come forward in a video so that it would be more personal than a set of written advisories that we had been doing up to that time.
Are you glad that your branding team gave you that advice?
I'm not very sure because I'm just so conscious of of how I looked, I suppose, because, you know, on a mobile phone and trying to do a makeshift kind of recording studio at home with the help of my daughter and her boyfriend who is in communication studies. So he set the thing up, and so we could chat.
Yeah.
Or rather, we could record this. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to get the feedback from your staff in time to come. But I personally believe that when a leader takes the time to be on video, irrespective of the circumstances, it makes a huge difference to employees and all stakeholders. What's coming through, without you saying it, But it's a very, it's a style of compassionate leadership. You mentioned you're concerned about mental health and the importance of communication. So, yeah, that's coming through very strongly. It's the Elizabeth Lee, I should say. I've been very rude. It's Dr. Elizabeth Lee, I should say.
No, please. That's right. I am known as Elizabeth, and that is my name.
Right. Okay. But it's your style of leadership, yeah.